You're at home. You're sitting at your desk, getting a bit of work done. I walk into the room. I just stand there and watch you for a few moments. Very focused. Very stressed. I can see the tension in your forehead. I can tell that you need a break. You've been working really hard lately, and you deserve it. I slowly make my way over until I'm standing behind you. I lean down and gently kiss your neck. Begin rubbing your shoulders till I can feel you starting to relax. I take my time, really exploring the tension in your neck, your shoulders, and your upper back. I tease my fingers along your scalp, lightly tracing down the outer curves of your ears. I lean down to kiss the side of your neck, the top of your shoulder, every so often, because I can't help myself. I rub and massage and tease you, and I feel your body relaxing more and more. I'm very aroused right now, but today, I want to focus on you. I want to focus on your pleasure. I've been thinking a lot about the way you would feel and taste in my mouth. I'm thinking about this as I'm rubbing your shoulders. Once I feel like your neck has relaxed enough, I would slow my hands down to a stop, plant one final kiss on the top of your head before walking around your chair. I would slowly get onto my knees and crawl under the desk or table, wherever you're sitting to work. You can keep working if you want to, or you can close your eyes and lean back, or you can watch me. I'll leave that up to you. I would situate myself between your legs. Ease your shorts down over your hips to expose your cock. I just want to touch you and taste you and lick you and stroke you and suck you. And I want to moan against your cock so you know how much I'm enjoying what I'm doing, even though I'm not touching myself. You work so hard, and you deserve to be taken care of. Would you enjoy the sight of me on my knees for you? The feeling of my hands gripping your hips while my lips wrap around your cock, and I take my time easing my mouth up and down your length, licking you slowly and deliberately as I went. I would look up at you every so often to see the expression on your face, the tension or lack of tension, to see whether your eyes were shut or open and watching me. I'd look at you out of curiosity, but also to remind you of who is in control right now. Because despite the fact that I am literally on my knees for you right now, I am in control, and you know it. I would grip your cock in one hand and slowly, ever so slowly, lick up the entire side of your shaft, watching you. My other hand would reach up under your shirt to explore the skin on your stomach and chest, rubbing my thumb against each nipple, back and forth a few times, and teasing my hand down your sides, using just enough pressure so that it doesn't tickle, but not so much that it doesn't also make you shiver. I want to see the way that your body and your face react to my touch. I want to hear the sound you make as I tease the head of your cock with my tongue, alternating between tiny little licks and long, purposeful strokes. I want to feel your hips pushing forward, asking for more. And I want to pause for a moment. Let you think I'm going to tease you, or maybe hold out on you entirely. But I'm going to give you what you want. Because you deserve it. I'll take you in my mouth fully again and show you with my mouth and my lips and my tongue what I wish I could do with my pussy. I want to fuck you. I want you to feel how much I want to fuck you. How wet I am right now thinking about fucking you. How needy I am for you. I would use my level of arousal to determine the speed and intensity and wetness with which I suck your cock. As soon as I start to feel your hips pushing forward with the new desperation, I would let your cock slide out of my mouth with a gentle, I would push your chair back so I could stand, and I'd quickly hike up my dress so I could shove my panties down over my hips and ass, letting them fall to the floor. I'd climb on top of you and kiss you hungrily, wasting no time in pressing myself against your hard length, letting you feel how wet I've gotten just from touching and sucking you. I would rub myself along your length for another moment or two, enjoying the sensation, enjoying the feel of how wet I am against your cock, and feeling the friction against my swollen clit. Oh, but I can't take it anymore. I need to feel you inside me. I reach down to grip your cock in one hand and line it up with my needy, wet entrance. Maybe I should go slow, but now isn't the time to be gentle. I force my hips down, gasping at the feel of you stretching me out. You grab my hips and start fucking up into me at the same moment and with the same rhythm that I am fucking you. My mouth is on yours, hands gripping your shoulders as we move together, tasting each other's breaths and moans as our hips increase their speed and intensity. My face begins to flush and my orgasm builds. You can feel it, the way I begin to tighten around your cock. I break the kiss long enough to tell you that I'm going to come. You already know. You simply nod quickly before our mouths are crashing together again, our bodies moving as one. My legs begin to tremble with the intensity of the orgasm that's building. You are starting to feel the waves beginning to ripple against your cock. You can't hold out any longer, and you let my orgasm pull you over the edge. As you shudder and grunt, the sound drowned out as I cry out in ecstasy, as I gasp, moan your name, writhing against you as you hold me steady. You empty yourself inside me until finally we're still. We stay there for a few moments, panting, sticky with sweat and saliva. The moment I feel like I can use my legs again, I would gently kiss you on the cheek, stand up. I would fetch a warm washcloth, kneel down to clean you up. As I kiss any exposed skin that I can find with my mouth, I know you still want to get back to work, but I've made you quite sweaty and messy, and I insist that you take a break. I'm going to wash you in the shower, and then you're going to take a nap. You try to protest, but to be honest, you're sleepy, and A shower and a nap sounds really nice. I take you by the hand and lead you to the bathroom. I would run the water until it's the perfect temperature. Warm, quite warm, but not too hot. While the water is heating up, I would slowly undress you, letting my hands explore your body, gently kissing the skin as I expose it. When you're fully naked and the shower is ready, I would let you stand under the stream as I quickly strip off my dress. I join you in the shower, and I would start by washing your hair, reaching over to pump some shampoo into my hand, taking my time to gently massage it into your scalp. Letting you close your eyes and enjoy the sensation. I'd rinse the shampoo from your hair, and then I would do the same with conditioner, massaging it thoroughly into your hair, maybe leaning forward a little bit to kiss whatever part of you I can reach. I want you to stand still, close your eyes, keep them closed, while I take my time washing you. After I've thoroughly applied conditioner to your hair and rinsed it, I reach for the soap, lathering it up in my hands. I would use it to massage any remaining tension from your neck and your shoulders before watching each of your arms individually. I would start with your right arm, gently rubbing on your bicep, gradually moving my way down to your elbow and your forearm, and the soft skin on the inside of your wrist. And then your hand, washing between each finger before rinsing the soap away and bringing your hand up to my face so I can kiss your palm. I would then wash the other arm, shoulder, and your bicep, moving down to your elbow and your forearm, softer inner part of your arm, and then your hand, washing each individual finger and knuckles, rinsing the soap away, and kissing your palm. I would turn you slightly so that I can wash your back. I've done your neck and your shoulders, so I move down a little bit to your upper back, spending a little bit of extra time on any tense spots or muscle knots. Then washing down to your lower back, and then reaching either hand to your side. I wouldn't be able to stop myself from kissing along your shoulder blades as I wash your lower back and your sides. Your skin is so very kissable, and I enjoy the sensation. Once I've finished washing your back and I've rinsed the soap away and I've finished kissing you, for now, I would turn you back around so that you're facing me. I would stand up on my tiptoes to kiss you. I simply can't help myself. Then I would begin washing your chest, taking my time, savoring the feel of your skin under my fingers. I would move down to your stomach, careful to use enough pressure so that it doesn't tickle, but enjoying the way that you feel under my fingers. Your eyes are closed, and I can feel each breath you take as your chest and stomach expand with your lungs. You're so very touchable, so soft and sweet. I can't help but take a moment for myself. Even as I am trying to focus on you, take a step closer to you. Wrap my arms around your waist. Let my head rest against your chest for a moment. Maybe your arms stay where they are. Maybe they wrap around me. And stay there for a moment. Or a few, before I take a step back and sink onto my knees to begin washing your legs. I would start with your right leg, massaging soap into your upper thigh as you continue enjoying the sensation of warm water spraying on your body and relaxing you. And move down your thigh to your quad, and then to your knee, letting the soap and my hands work away any tension or aches in your body. I would wash the front your shin and your calf, and then lift your foot and rest it on the top of my thigh where I kneel, as I rub your ankle, the top of your foot, each individual toe, before holding your leg up by the heel and massaging the pads of your foot. I would take my time with your foot, using both hands, pressing deeply so that it doesn't tickle, working the tension from your inner foot to your outer foot, rubbing it away. After a minute or so, I would place your foot back on my thigh and do the same with the heel of your foot. Applying firm pressure and pressing, dragging to alleviate any tension. I would then repeat the same process with your left leg, starting with your upper thigh and your hamstring, working my way down to your quad and your knee. Glancing up at you to make sure you're still feeling nice and relaxed as I continue to worship your body. I would wash your lower leg, first your shin in the front, and then your calf. before repeating the same firm massage with your foot on the top of my thigh. When I'm satisfied that you are adequately clean and relaxed, I would quickly wash myself while you soap up your bits. When you're finished, I'll turn off the water and let you step out of the shower. I'll bring you a towel and wrap you up in it. You are so sweet, I can't help but want to kiss you. I want you to be able to lie down soon, though, so I will keep focused on the task at hand. I would gently towel you off, starting with your hair. Maybe I sneak in one kiss on your chest while I do this, which I hope you will forgive me for. I would work my way down your body, drying you with the towel in the same order that I washed you. Your shoulder and neck, your arms, your back, your sides, your chest and stomach, your right leg from the top all the way down to your feet, your left leg the same. I would ask you to stand there for a moment while I fetch you your most comfortable pair of shorts. I would squat down and hold them so that you can step into them. I would pull them up and situate them on your hips. Now that you are washed and dried and clothed, I would take you by the hand and lead you to the bed. The room is dim, the curtains are drawn, and you already look like you're fighting sleep. I let you crawl into bed and get comfortable before I join you, pitting my body against yours. I take one of your hands in mine, kiss each fingertip gently, and quietly ask how you're feeling. You're lying on your back, and I am on my side, curled up into you, my head in the crook of your neck, hands draped over your chest, tracing small, lazy circles. You don't want to sleep. You have things you probably should do. But you simply can't help it. You're too warm and comfortable and relaxed. As you begin to drift off, I whisper that you can sleep for as long as you want. I'll be here when you wake up.